From runasradio.com, you're listening to Run As Radio, the internet audio talk show for IT professionals with Richard Campbell. This is Brandon Wen announcing show number 547, Microsoft Reporting Ecosystem with guest David Pless. Recorded Wednesday, July 26th, 2017. Run As Radio is produced each week by PWOP Productions, providing professional media and podcasting services online at pwop.com. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/runasradio.
Thank you, Brandon. This is Richard Campbell. Thanks for listening to Run As Radio. My guest today is David Pless, who's a technical solution specialist at Microsoft and has been an engineer for the past 10 years specializing in SQL Server performance, tuning, and optimization, Azure Technologies, Power BI, and SQL Server reporting services, as well as high availability solutions. And at Microsoft, David has worked as a TSP, as well as a premier field engineer in CSS. And PFEs are the smart people at Microsoft, but anybody who listens to Run As Radio knows that, because I love talking to PFEs. You guys actually do the real work around here.
We try.
Well, you know, you're in front of customers actually trying to keep their systems running. Like, that's not an easy job.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. So it's probably one of the most fun things you get to do is go out, talk to customers, help them solve problems. There's a lot of teaching, training going on. I think it's probably one of my favorite things.
For sure.
Yeah, PFE was a great role. A lot of great people.
Yeah, and you're TSS now instead of PFE.
Correct. And, you know, it's amazing how close the roles are.
Sure.
Really. I think the big difference is there's a lot more .now, .next, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking a lot about technologies that have just come out, helping customers kind of realize how those technologies can help them. It's a really cool role. I like it.
No kidding. Do you work closely with the engineering teams too as well? Take that learning, you get out in the field, bring it back and go, here's why this doesn't work near as well as you thought it was going to.
Yeah. And I would say probably more so now than when I was in PFE because there's a lot less documentation.
Sure.
Some of these technologies just come out. We just had a big update with Power BI and Power BI Premium just came out. So there was a lot of, okay, wait a second. How does this work again? Can you explain this better? And so we would have a lot of those internal conversations with the product team. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I guess one of the challenges when you're dealing with PFEs and in that work is you are talking about a version or two older stuff where generally the engineering team's like, well, you kind of need to upgrade to current before I can do anything for you, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in SQL 2000 and
I'm really sorry, really sorry. And for so many different ways.
And I'll say this, I mean, and this is true with PFE too. I mean, it's best effort and yeah. CSS is going to be best effort, but yeah, you're right. There's in many cases it's a matter of getting to the supported platform.
Yeah, and certainly if you're talking about engineering, about the latest bits, about trying to add a new feature or anything like that, you really have to be current. Because you're talking to me about something you want to add to SQL 2012, it's like, well, dude, that was two versions ago. Maybe right. We've already added it or we're down a different path. Like we have to circle back on that.
I mean, we're approaching 20 years for SQL 2000.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It's time to let it go. I remember seeing Jim Gray and that, well, it was SQL 7 was the one, you know,
right.
with the amazing query engine and just sort of this transformation of SQL Server, this idea that didn't matter which way I wrote this query, if it was going to return the same result set, it generally returned the same query plan. Your concept of tuning a query plan kind of went out the window from then on, more or less.
Right. Yeah, we live by that query plan. That plan is so, so important to us. So there's a lot of cool stuff. Not what we're talking about today. Maybe we can do that another talk.
For sure. But,
there's a lot of cool stuff coming out with SQL Server 2017.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got a time horizon here. This show's coming out into August. We're recording at the end of July. But I got to think in the quote-unquote Ignite timeframe, there's sure to be more to talk about. You guys always drop some bombs at Ignite. So we're coming out just ahead of all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like this term, reporting ecosystem. What does it mean to you?
Okay, so to me, it is the way to look at it. We're so used to, so let me frame this a little bit. I'm an old reporting guy.
Sure.
So when I got into reporting, I'm dating myself by saying this. When I got into reporting, it was the tool, the technology was Seagate Crystal Reports.
Woo! Hey, I'm from Vancouver, man. I was friends with the Crystal Report guys.
Right. I mean, so you remember when it was Seagate Crystal Reports, mm-hmm. right? So I think Microsoft's solution was primarily Access and primarily Excel.
And VB, yeah.
Right. And so then reporting services comes, it's built on IIS, it gets better and stronger, it gets tied into Visual Studio. We have Business Intelligence Developer Studio. We have its own web hosting engine, some more visuals, some more features. But what's interesting, and the reason this goes into the reporting ecosystem, what's interesting is our first tool, I said, one of our first tools for visualization reporting perspective was Excel, Access. Right. These office technologies, we've been telling people for a very long time, and we collectively, I'd say across the reporting platforms, that you have to compromise your position in order to have a one tool that rules them all. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you'll go to those scenarios and you'll see kind of like these bake-off situations. All these tools are listed on the left-hand side of this chart, and all the features are at the very top. And they have the little X's of which tool does which feature. And you're going to kind of sum it up and go, okay, well, along with cost and along with the features, I'm going to pick this one. But essentially, you're compromising mm-hmm. every time. A reporting ecosystem means you shouldn't have to compromise. So if I'm a finance accounting guy and I'm going to live and die by Excel,
yep,
right? All the macros and functions and all the stuff that I need, rather than having to say, okay, well, you got to learn a different tool. You can't do it like that. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to take the graphs and charts and box and whisker crazy stuff, all the cool stuff you're doing, right? And be able to share that visual exactly the way you are expressing it in Office, in Excel, pin that to Power BI, or share that to reporting services, whether it's self-service or whether it's enterprise reporting, and still use the technologies that you've been using this whole time. But you've got this other stuff, too, that supports you.
Interesting.
That's the reporting ecosystem. So you have self-service where you want it. You have Excel where you want it. You have that capability where you want it. You have enterprise reporting. Reporting services is still the enterprise. I call it just so reporting because you're lining up every graph.
Right.
And every chart just so, right? Pixel perfect reporting. That's not going anywhere. The ecosystem means that it supports, these technologies support each other. I can be in reporting services. I can drill into a graph or a chart. Maybe that URL reference takes me to self-service.
Right.
Maybe I have a link to that Excel workbook.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that Power BI self-service dashboard maybe links to an Excel workbook that I can also bring down to some other pivoting analytics on that same data. That's the ecosystem. And it's, to me, it's the complete unified strategy I've seen today.
And I got to think there's a fair bit of overlap here too, right? Because Excel pivot tables, they could do pieces of what you could see in Power BI.
Sure. Oh, yeah. And that's a really good point. So I get the question every once in a while. Like, So if I have Power BI, why do I need reporting services? Or right. If I can do it here, why do I need it there? Here's my comparison to this. It's kind of like Word and OneNote.
Mm-hmm.
When OneNote came out, you know, we weren't thinking, okay, well, now just get rid of Word.
That's right? I'm done. Yeah. I never want to have to save a document again.
Right. So if OneNote is this, you know, beautiful, fluid, awesome note taking and very gesture friendly and touch friendly. It works great in a tablet. It's just amazing for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But Word is, I mean, if I'm having an official document, I want that saved and it looked just a very precise way, very enterprise kind of focused document output. I want that. Now there is some overlap. They both take notes. You can, you know, write whatever you want in them.
Yep.
But the output has for like a different purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I look at kind of, you mentioned pivot tables and Excel and you have that capability in Power BI reporting services. I look at those kind of similar in that they have overlap. The visualizations for sure, they have overlap. They have outcomes that overlap, but that end result has a different purpose.
Right.
There's enterprise reporting. This is something that I maybe send it PDF or whatever else. This is going to go in front of my customer and they're going to hang their hat on this outcome, this very professional outcome. I already have the question. I have an understood answer. But with Power BI, And here's a little bit of difference. This is both outcome as well as the methods that you're going to use it. I'm doing some data discovery. I'm doing some analysis. I may not even have all the questions yet.
Right.
I certainly don't have all the answers. I'm exploring that data. And that's kind of a different approach. And the outcome is certainly going to look different.
Interesting.
Likely to be a shareable dashboard experience rather than what you're going to send as an output from an enterprise reporting perspective.
So do you see Excel as the more formal tool when it comes to delivering a result set to a customer? Where Power BI is the more exploratory tool?
Typically speaking, yes. But okay. I will say this, though. There's a technology in the middle I'll get to in a second. But another aspect that Power BI has that is really, really strong is its dashboarding capabilities. So it is extremely strong in connecting these disparate data sources, data sets, and creating a dashboard output to, let's say, advanced analytics or IoT scenario. But this is kind of my language, but I think of it as this amazing visual adhesive of connecting other bigger technologies, software as a solution technologies, Azure-based technologies, and providing visualizations in that space as well,
right?
Especially from a dashboard perspective. So from that output, yeah, Power BI is the strong suit in those very fluid technologies.
Sure.
Where reporting services is your enterprise outcome.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's a big difference between exploring data to find something unusual, to sort of intuit an idea, and formalizing, let's run this every week now.
Yes. Yeah. And you're seeing some of those capabilities coming to Power BI, the ability to start scheduling reports or being notified when any of those data elements have changed in a dashboard. It's traditionally strong for reporting services, but I'd absolutely agree. When you're scheduling a report, you're scheduling a scenario that is really tied strong with reporting services.
Right.
But again, they should all work together. Now,
yeah.
The technology, and this is one of my favorite technologies as part of this new reporting ecosystem, is the SQL Server Mobile Report Publisher. Hmm. And this is a lot of the technologies that came from the data's in acquisition that you see kind of become part of the reporting services stack. Very touch friendly, very gesture friendly, and designed to take up absolutely all of a display. No matter whether you're talking portrait, landscape, tablet, big monitor, smartphone, it doesn't matter. It takes up every bit of the real estate, and it is perfect for that kind of experience.
And for working in a small device.
Yeah, and so what's really cool about Mobile Report Publisher is that it's a design first approach. So if you were to open up the Mobile Report Publisher and start dragging and dropping down, you know, navigators and gauges and charts, it's all simulated data, test data, where you want to get that look and feel up front. Then you can go back and then connect your data sources. Now you can do it up front, but by design, it is a visualization first technology. Now, when you hear the name Mobile Report Publisher, the first thing you're going to think is smartphones, right?
Yeah, plus and from SQL Server, right?
Because
SQL Server Mobile Report Publisher, I'm going to presume it's not SQL Server Mobile. It's SQL Server Mobile Report.
Right.
I'm just going to guess.
Yeah. So it's part of, like, if you go to the reporting services dashboard, it is certainly something that you're going to save to reporting services is available on the reporting services dashboard.
Right.
But when you think about it being on a smartphone, yeah, it definitely works on a smartphone. It has the capability of, like, you know, a smartphone view. This is the way it's going to look if I'm holding a smartphone. But I've got customers that are leveraging this technology, and they're leveraging it on really big monitors, like something that you would hang off the wall.
But that's really cool.
It just looks so good. And it's especially on a touch-oriented display, gesture-oriented display, it's fantastic.
Hmm. That's really what it was built for, is to give you good visualizations.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, whenever you look at, like, samples of Power BI stuff or even some samples of reporting services, it's all very graphical. You know, they are good looking reports, but to make them touch is another thing, that they're drillable and explorable and good, you know, with a handheld device. That's another level of problem, I think.
Yeah, it's a problem that we've created. And so, you know, everyone's walking around with these iPads and, you know, Android tablet and Surface devices and, you know, you name it. It's a problem what we created. If you get a big room of folks, you know, I always say that if everyone was to dump all of their technology into a bucket, what kind of interesting shapes and sizes would we have? This technology will work on all of that.
That's awesome.
And so all of the technologies that we're talking about, whether it's Power BI, reporting services, mobile report publisher, HTML5, I don't care the browser, you know, Edge, Safari,
right.
Firefox, Chrome, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. iOS, Android, it doesn't matter. It's a totally different world of reporting post, I would say, SQL Server 2016 and Power BI.
That's really interesting. David, give me 1 second here to pay the bills. Have you looked at Google Cloud Platform yet? GCP supports Windows Server 2008, 2012, 2016, as well as SQL Server 2012, 2014, 2016 Standard, Web, and Enterprise editions. Your developers can build their ASP.NET applications directly on Google Cloud Platform with Visual Studio integration. Prefer containers? Google Cloud Platform is the original Kubernetes container environment. And if you need help, GCP has a great set of partners, including Capgemini, Neudesic, and Magenic to help you get your workloads across. Go to gcp.runasradio.com to get your free trial today. And you're listening to Run As Radio. This is Richard Campbell talking to David Pless about the reporting ecosystem. So it's only just been recently, in the past year or two, that you think Microsoft's really dove hard into mobile reporting. And it's not just phones, but tablets.
It's almost true across, I would say, across the board.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at SQL Server 2014 and look at the reporting capabilities in SQL Server 2014
mm-hmm.
and compare it to 2016, it's like someone took a hose and then held it for a second and said, okay, release the cool. and boom, it's all here, all in SQL Server 2016, 2017. And then in addition to that, we came out with Power BI Premium and Power BI Report Server, where you can now have Power BI render on-prem as a report.
Interesting. As opposed to rendering on the cloud?
As opposed to rendering on the cloud, right?
Right.
So you have those customers that they have interest of going to Azure. They have interest of going to the cloud, but they need to do it on their terms.
Sure.
This gives them that ability. Whereas Power BI Premium also gives them the ability of having dedicated hardware,
mm-hmm.
performance scale, and capacity-based licensing for these up-and-out scenarios where they, let's say, they need to embed a report into a, let's say, Azure-based website. And then they need to be able to do that on a mobile device, tablet device, or what have you. I don't want to completely dodge the question. I think, it's a scenario that we've created. The technology exploded in all these different mm-hmm. devices and browsers and shapes and sizes. I would say that this reporting ecosystem is not only just a response to that, but a response to the need to be able to crunch quickly, very big sets of data and provide a meaningful visualization layer to that.
And that tends to support going cloud for that. If you're really going to talk about huge chunks of data, that being able to harness big pieces of compute to work on it make a lot of sense.
Agreed. And it definitely makes sense to have it in Azure. And this is where, you know, a connector to machine learning and a connector to other Azure building blocks, technology building blocks in the advanced analytics space. Yeah, Power BI is your go-to output for that. But
sure.
Again, it can't be just powerbi.com. It's got to be able to be on a mobile device and be able to render really anywhere, everywhere. So yeah, absolutely.
And with all that mobile implementation, is that all HTML5 or are there native apps as well?
So yeah, so there's a lot of application capabilities, and some of these are a little bit of rebranding and rebranding with some new capabilities. We have a concept of Power BI apps where essentially I can package reports and dashboards and data sets into an application that's searchable. We have programmatic ways of taking a report and putting it as part of an application solution. So I would say that there's a growing, maturing space with quite a bit that's recently come out. It's funny that you brought that up because I think I spent the midnight oil last night answering a question of how can I share Power BI with external customers. And I think I came up with a 10-part answer. Yeah, it's amazing. You can, the number of ways that you can share it, you know, just realize like, hey, that may be a whole other session I do at a conference.
Sure.
Which you would think that that would be a 2-part answer and that would be it. There's a number of ways. And this is why I go back to saying this Power BI is this amazing adhesive that stands on its own because it's not limited. You're not saying like, you have to use this crazy output this way. You have to do it in this way. And it only works on this platform. It works on across technologies. And now with Power BI Report Server, you're going to be able to render on-prem as well.
Cool. So this gets more into routine reporting. Like it's always a balancing act of what should I do on Power BI Report Server versus SSRS?
Oh, that is a great question. So here's the thing. Power BI Report Server is a superset of all of the reporting services capabilities.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Plus the ability to render Power BI reports on-prem. Now, with the separation of reporting services from SQL Server, SQL Server ISO, the SQL Server disk, the SQL Server install, I can have more nimble updates to that solution. So you're going to see more features coming to Power BI Report Server even quicker.
Because they're coming through the cloud channel in the first place.
They're coming through an isolated channel. You can look at it like that.
Right.
To Power BI Report Server. Very cool addition. I would call it a cool addition to the Power BI family, part of Power BI Premium. And that was like the big release that was just, what, I want to say three, four weeks ago?
Right. Back in June.
Yeah.
Because I know lots of folks who got SSRS installs that are fairly substantial. Like they're dependent on the web portal, which in a lot of ways gives you the sense that it's independent of SQL Server as well. Although, I mean, in the end, SQL Server is always involved.
Yeah, SQL Server is always involved.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have, okay, it's another good point. So you still have SQL Server to host the Report Server and Report Server TempDB. Right. Catalog. So if you're an old reporting services guy like me, you're well familiar with those catalogs and it's a necessary component of the hosting layer. That is still there and it is still doing its own web hosting. It is still leveraging those catalogs. We call them catalogs or databases.
Right.
Report Server and Report Server TempDB. But what it's giving you is the additional agility of Power BI. And that ability to render at the report level on-prem with more features certainly coming.
Okay. So by bringing Power BI Report Server into the equation, I'm just effectively extending my existing reported portal services with the superset.
Yeah. You know, the lines continue to crisscross. So
sure.
Further integration of your self-service capabilities with your enterprise reporting capabilities. And again, because I said it's a superset. This includes that mobile report publisher that I was talking about too.
Which is very sexy.
Yes.
Where does SharePoint fit into this equation?
SharePoint does. You know, SharePoint, it becomes an interesting topic because you're either leveraging SharePoint heavily for these scenarios.
Yep.
Or you're not.
No, I've seen it, folks that were already using SharePoint love that the reporting service is integrated with SharePoint. But I don't know anybody who needed reporting who said, oh boy, we'll get to install SharePoint as well. Like you're either in the SharePoint ecosystem and you want everything to be in there, or you're not, and you don't want SharePoint anywhere near you.
Right. So we had SharePoint integrated mode and we had SQL Server reporting services native mode. And I'm going by like the SQL Server 2012, 2014 space.
Right.
In order to do some of the capabilities that you really wanted to do, you had to have SharePoint integrated mode.
Mm-hmm.
That is no longer the case. So everything that you and I have been talking about is all native mode capabilities. Now, with that being said, that doesn't mean that you cannot use SharePoint as a front end to some of these technologies that we're talking about. I can have Power BI be part of this equation. I can have my report output be part of this equation.
Right.
However, SharePoint is not required to close the gaps on some of these technology features. We're not in the scenario where we're saying you have to install and set up a SharePoint farm in order to get a handful of KPIs anymore.
Yeah.
That is part of the native mode SQL Server 2016 plus experience. And that I have found a lot more customers are just very happy that is a much more streamlined scenario for getting KPIs, mobile reports, self-service, all these, you know, alerting capabilities and what have you in Power BI, rather than having to have SharePoint to accomplish those tasks.
Well, and so if your company's dedicated to a different CMS approach or a different project management approach, if SharePoint's not already the center of you, bringing SharePoint in just to get reporting, it seems like overkill, really. I mean, at the same, you know, folks that live on SharePoint want everything to go through there. So I appreciate you do both. But I like that there's a good standalone SSRS that's got its own authentication and so forth, so I can bring it into whatever portal solution I want to use for my organization.
Yeah, if you're using SharePoint as your front end, and it makes sense for that because of the amount of documentation, mm-hmm. amount of SharePoint sites and leveraging of collaboration from that document, and you happen to want reporting to enhance that experience, you got that. It makes perfect sense. You don't have to migrate to a native mode scenario to do anything else. But if you want to live and breathe in SharePoint and you have a need to continue doing that, yeah, you can keep doing that. In fact, there's even partner solutions that allow you to take that further. There's one third-party Office application that I use and I've demoed from time to time called DevScope that allows you to embed reporting content into, let's say, a PowerPoint presentation or a SharePoint application.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's what it's thinking from a SharePoint perspective, right? It's like, I just want these, you know, we're gone project centric or customer centric, and I want to make sure the reports for that customer appear in the same place.
Yes.
That they're all part of the same presentation.
Yes. So, I mean, and that's one of my favorite features is this integration. So SharePoint and Office, right? So mm-hmm. PowerPoint is a way we tell stories, right? So our means of communicating visuals and wrapping a story around those visuals to make a certain point. And you have, I can't tell you how many meetings I've been in where someone said, hey, let's talk about the numbers from last week. They were terrible. We need a meeting to discuss what happened. So they have a meeting, they discuss what happened, and you know the question's going to come up is, has any of this changed today?
Right.
And the answer is, well, I will let you know when I get back to my desk and I can rerun the numbers.
Right.
So wouldn't it be just nice? I mean, everyone's together. You have PowerPoint. It's on the projector screen. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to click on that document, click refresh, and get the new numbers?
Oh, my goodness. Are you talking about Olé embedment?
I'm talking an SSL-protected connection to mobile reporting services, or a connection out to Power BI, where you could even bring the self-service down into the same deck.
Nice. I mean, I do like that just the continuously updated data, although I'm always the guy who said, don't we work on a daily basis and today's data is incomplete? You really want yesterday's data?
Right. Well, you know, you're hopefully not nervously putting a report together live in front of your manager.
You would hope, yes.
But what's nice is like, so if I have Power BI, I have that Power BI dashboard. What's really cool is I can thumb through those KPIs. I can hit refresh and I can go, you know what? Here's your latest numbers. Filtering is all available. And the mobile reports and the reporting services, it's going to work exactly the way you would render the report out of the portal. It looks
right.
The same. So that would work. That's PowerPoint. And I keep saying PowerPoint, but that would also be true in SharePoint.
Right. So you do have that ability just to pop out of there. And at the same time, it's like being able to take a static copy and say, all right, we're now building a story around these numbers. Let's not change them. You don't have to refresh either.
You do not have to refresh.
You don't want to be surprised when you show up on stage and new data came in an hour ago. It changes your whole message.
Yeah.
Not that that's ever happened to me.
Exit stage left.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go now. Thanks very much. Oh, right, they've been there.
Play me out.
Well, and I'm not, you know, it's funny. We talk about Microsoft always offers many different solutions to problems, but it's nice to see these solutions sort of pulling together better. So whatever tool you prefer, you can get there from here.
Right.
And we're not talking any big lifts and shifts here if we want to add these newer capabilities that Power BI has brought to the table.
Right. And we're coming back to the point that we started with, and it's collaboration and integration is mm-hmm. a really key part of what they're doing. And it's no more of these things like, oh, well, you want that feature? Well, then you need to go and open up that different app.
Go over there. Exactly.
And let's, you know, in order for me to communicate my reporting story the way I want to, I'm taking screenshots out of Excel and comparing them to screenshots out of something else.
Yeah, been there.
Yeah, it really shouldn't be like that. And fortunately, with this new, and again, reporting ecosystem, because it all should really work together, that's the solution. And it's the first time I've seen anything like this, frankly. There's no technology out there that I've seen that combines all of the capabilities of self-service, mobile, and enterprise reporting and puts it right in front of the user.
Very compelling. Well, David, I really appreciate you bringing this story to me. I guess I have a little out of date on some of the reporting services stuff. This looks a lot more coherent than the last time I looked at it.
Oh, it's very cool. It's very cool, and it updates frequently. Power BI gets updates, the actual report designer, every month. The software as a service updates more frequently than that. Power BI report server will continue to get updates. Thing is as they get updates, you're not having to relearn anything. You're just getting new features and capabilities.
David Pless, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you next time on Run As Radio.